Finally tonight, a happy ending to a nightmare scenario. A four-year-old girl back home safe tonight with her parents 18 days after she was abducted. This story captivated much of Australia after Cleo, the little girl, was snatched from her family's campsite along with her sleeping bag. And tonight, her kidnapper is behind bars. News Nation's Brian Enten has more on this incredible story and incredible ending.
Yes.
This is the moment police found four-year-old Cleo Smith. She'd been missing for 18 days after disappearing while on a camping trip with her family along Australia's rugged and remote west coast. The little girl vanished from a tent in the middle of the night. Authorities found her locked in the home of a 36-year-old man. Investigators say he has no connection to the family.
What a great day. We now have returned Cleo to her loving parents.
Cleo was taken to a hospital to be checked out, and police say physically she is doing fine.
A very, very sweet, energetic girl, very, very trusting and very open with us. You know, we all wanted to take turns in holding her. it was a really good experience.
The miraculous discovery comes after a nearly three-week land and sea search for Cleo. At first, police thought she may have wandered off and gotten lost, but then clues led to the scary reality. She had been abducted. A vehicle was reported speeding away from the area around the time she disappeared. The tent zipper opened too high for a child to reach. Investigators methodically combed through security camera footage and cell phone data. Meanwhile, Cleo's parents desperately waited.
You know, every time we get a call, we just always think, like, is this our call that she's home? Is this our call that, you know, we sit and watch the sand dunes and we just think that she's just going to run down it and, like, back into our arms.
For weeks, Cleo's mom begged the public for help finding her daughter. In the end, Australian police say it was old-fashioned detective work that led them to the house where she was being held. In Cleo's hometown, pink balloons dotted the streets and welcome home signs, too.
Elation would be the best way to describe it. The community is absolutely elated.
It feels like this cloud has been lifted. Obviously, being in town over the last 2.5 weeks has been pretty dismal.
This really was just such an incredible ending, especially after coming off of covering the Gabby Petito case. Nice to see a story like this with the happy ending. And it's interesting, this really had a similarity to the Gabby Petito case, because in Australia, this was a case that had the entire country on the edge of their seat, looking for this little girl for literally 18 days. And now she is back home with her parents tonight. Marnie.
Wow. Just love to see it. And it's the hope for all of these missing people cases, Brian, is that we have an ending like this. Before I let you go, this man who is accused of kidnapping Cleo from her parents' tent, do we know anything about him? Are police sharing anything about his past or what's next?
No, they're telling us very, very little, releasing very, very little information, only saying that he's 36 years old, that he is cooperating right now, but that he is in custody, and they're continuing to investigate exactly how he abducted her.
Wow. We'll follow that, and Cleo home safe tonight. Brian, good to see you, and good to have that nice ending for Cleo, her family, and for Prime tonight. Brian Enten, thank you, and thank